Aloha, welcome to the Superhero Training, Becoming the Ultimate You, How to Succeed in Challenging Times, No Matter What. My name's Nick Gird and I'm here with Michael McIntosh, and we're very happy to welcome you to this audio cast. And we have something for you. We're going to make you a promise that something wonderful is going to happen. Several things, in fact, if you listen to this whole broadcast. Isn't that right, Brother Michael?
That's absolutely right. You know, we've been doing this thing for many, many, many years, between Nick and I, myself, at least 50 years of constant upgrades and programs and courses and whatnot. And we are putting all together the best stuff we have so that you can get the result you want. So our big promise to you is to live fully your best life ever, because we know that you have it in you, but it might not be fully there, and you feel that experience that there's something missing, something's not quite right. We're living in uncertain times, and we all know it. The world is a very strange and unstable place, and so we're going to be helping you to manage your way through those uncertain times with a sense of peace and calm, no matter what happens. We're also going to help you live in the new paradigm. You know, people talk about the new paradigm, but most people don't necessarily know what it means and what does it mean for you right now, right here. And of course, we're going to help you tap into the magic, because life is extremely magical. And there is all kinds of inner powers that you have, but you might not be tapping into them. You know, they're untapped powers. So we're going to really get you connected and tuned in. And of course, we're going to be talking about all the different ways that you can get all the support you need to be able to make these shifts and sustain these shifts in your personal life.
Wonderful. Becoming the ultimate you. Being the you that you want to be. That's what we're promising we're going to be able to deliver with this little package. And we understand, you know, there's lots of frustrations, but we're saying we're going to help you succeed in these challenging times, no matter what, period, no matter what. We're sharing with you a transcendental wisdom that is based on metaphysical principles that transcend the laws of nature, transcend the laws and guidelines governing this matrix that we're all in. So this is very, very, very exciting stuff. And any one of us, and all of us that are living in this old paradigm, adhering to these old rules and these old guidelines that govern this old thing, well, of course we're feeling frustrated and there's something missing. So we'd want to deliver a better you, more of you, a happier you, and just you, the you you know you can be.
All right, so in this particular audio we're going to have four different audios for you, and we're going to be talking about lots of extremely fascinating, powerful things, condensing some of the most potent trainings and teachings that we've got all into this series with a bunch of bonuses. So make sure that you pay attention to those. And in this particular audio, we're going to talk about tapping into the power, tapping into the resources that you have inside of you that aren't necessarily being used. And the reason we need to do this is because we're living in a world which is basically in utter chaos. I mean, we can, you know, dilly-dally around and try and like make it nice and patch it up, but things are falling apart. The world is very unstable. Governments are all over the place, on the verge of collapse. You know, everyone's in debt. We don't know what our neighbors are going to do. People are getting stressed out more and more and more. Like, it's getting more and more and more crazy. And within this situation, you have a mission. You have something that you want to do. You have something that only you can deliver, something special that you've been divinely gifted with, and it's supposed to come through you. And you know that, and you feel that. And you know deep down in your soul that you could do more, you could be more, you could have more, not in a greedy way, but it's just, if you're not living your full potential, it hurts. You know, we all have a potential, and if we're not there, it's like gnawing at us, every day gnawing at us. We feel that pain, and we want to address that and allow you to move through that. So you have something deep inside you, and you're not expressing it. You're not expressing it the way you want to, and we want to help you do that. And so along with this, you know, we have fear of the future, we have fear of success, fear of failure, we haven't got the support we need. A lot of people are confused. And like we said, the old systems are crumbling down. Isn't that right, Nick?
Yeah, that's right. And one of the reasons why the place is in such a mess anyway is because we're not tapping into this great power that we all have access to. And the outer world, the external world, the modern world, this modern civilization appears as a manifestation around us, and it gives us insight into the state of our inner world. And this inner realm is lacking this great, unlimited, infinite power that's been scientifically validated, spiritually validated, and we are validating it once again and saying, hey, if you really want to move forward in this life and navigate through these challenging times, not just as a survivor, but as a success story, if you really want to walk the hero's path, the real hero's path, and rise above the challenges of the time, rise above your own insecurities and doubts and fears, then there is a way to do this. And this way is through, the foundation of it is by tapping into this incredible natural resource within you. So why is it so important to tap into this power? Well, like I was saying, if we have a look around the modern world and we see the state of society right now in the modern civilization, the social meltdown that's going on, the economic catastrophe poised on the brink of oblivion, the ecological threats, the environmental threats, and just the fear that's around. We see so many people being caught up in this destructive, downward spiraling phenomena that we're witnessing as this civilization creaks and groans to a halt. Now, what we're saying is there is a way of transcending all of this. There's a way of moving from where you are today, no matter what, into a much happier and amazing life. And the simple choice is now, you either have to ride these currents of grace and start to become an extraordinary version of yourself, or it's pretty well guaranteed that sooner or later you will lose the things that you are attached to, the things that you're clinging to, the things that you hold very, very dear, whether that's your job, your finances, your material wealth, your investments, your family, your friends, whatever it is. We're just in a situation now in the world where the only choice is to become the extraordinary version of yourself, tapping into these transcendental resources that actually allow you to move miraculously and synchronistically from situations that look like, you know, it's absolute peril and doom and oblivion. And of course, this has been related to us in many, many, many stories, hasn't it, Michael? From, you know, from cartoons to mythologies to movies, where the heroes are often trapped in an impossible situation, and they access resources that were hitherto hidden to them, maybe, and they're able to navigate out of these situations successfully and go on to live a victorious day.
That's right. And let's not, you know, make this, we're not making this more of a big deal than it is. The reality is that you can just look around. People are losing their jobs, losing their minds, losing their peace. Their relationships are breaking down. Things are genuinely falling apart. And you just turn on the news and you just get blasted with it constantly. And the thing is, we don't need to have all these things happen to us if we make the inner changes within us. The reason things are happening in the world is because we've been living out of alignment with nature, out of alignment with truth, out of alignment with ourselves. So if we turn it around internally, we don't need to be punished, if you like. We don't need that force coming after us, slapping us and waking us up and shaking us about. If we do this waking up ourselves, we can live a graceful life, and we will be protected and looked after no matter what happens. But if we're not, we're going to be going down the tube with everyone else, because there's like a spiral that's spinning round and round and round, and it's sucking everyone with it. So you've really got to make a choice. Are you going to do the inner work, or are you going to get pulled by this thing that's happening? And we can't pretend that doesn't exist. Just look around. So we're giving you a choice to make this shift. And the reason we're doing these audios is because we want to give you that option. We want to give you that alternative. And there aren't many people giving this alternative around. You know, look around. How many people are giving the alternative? Not many. How many people are fear-mongering and screwing people over? It's just thousands. We're living in a world of sharks. And so we're here to kind of help you surf those waves rather than being attacked by them. All right, so you're probably wondering, you know, who are we and how are we in a position to be sharing this and what's our story? You know, I'd be interested in that. So basically, when Nick and I met, and we're not going to go back into all our history and all our experiences because it will take too long, but when Nick and I met, we had nothing, did we, bro?
No.
Nothing. We had no money. We didn't have any special treatment. We didn't have any, you know, like mentors telling us, you know, here's what to do. We didn't have any special opportunities.
We didn't have a big library full of self-help books and motivational speakers and inspirational CDs and DVDs, did we, brother?
No, we didn't.
But we did have something, didn't we?
We did. We had found access. We had tapped into the power. We tapped into that inner power, that inner nishchay that we talk about in the superhero training, that knowingness, that certainty, that faith that we could do something. And we used to get up very early in the morning in this tiny little room. Must have been, what was it, like 4 foot by like 8 foot or something?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Stinking with some, like rattling away with the central heating on, and it was cold and we were sitting there. And we had the vision, and we knew that we were going to get out of that situation, and we knew we were going to live our dreams, and we were going to help other people. And it was just a crazy idea, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Completely
yeah.
random. No one believed us, and people were even like wondering what we were up to in the morning in yeah. that little room.
Yeah, it was a feeling, and we were definitely being called. And I imagine if you're listening to this, that in one way or another, you're being called by something invisible, something magnetic, something that's knocking at your door. And we are here to reassure you that, unlike us years ago, we are here to guide you and help you to fine-tune this relationship with yourself and tap into this incredible transcendental resource within you that is going to give you a metaphysical power to navigate and magnetize everything that you need, all the people, the resources, the situations, the circumstances, in order to move from the situation you're in now into a much, much, much healthier, happier, and brighter future.
Mm-hmm. That's right. So we had nothing. We were in there just doing our meditation. And within a very short amount of time, through various crazy synchronicities, we ended up in Hawaii, didn't we, bro?
Yeah.
And why don't you just tell a quick story about how you met David Wolf and the whole thing?
Yeah, well, this was all going on in the United Kingdom, in England. In England, in the Cambridge, actually. And I had read a book by David Wolf a couple of years before, and I had made up my mind to meet this guy, to track him down, and to partner with him. That was my objective. And I got to Cambridge, and it was just very obvious that was the place to be to tap into this power within. And so we spent a couple of years very gladly doing that. And then through synchronicity, Gabriel Cousins, the great raw food doctor, came to Cambridge to give a lecture. And I attended that lecture. I think there was about two people there, and I was definitely one of them. And we became friends, and he invited me over to the US to come and stay at his place and work at his place, the Tree of Life in Arizona, which I duly did. And lo and behold, who was giving leading a retreat the very next weekend was David Wolf himself, just down the road. So I arranged for myself to interview David Wolf, and that night after the interview, he hired me, and we've been partners ever since. So that's just a little tiny example of how powerfully this whole thing works when you start tapping in to some serious juju within yourself, and you really commit to these inner processes. Life actually does what you tell it to do when you have the power to command it. And I'm not talking about necessarily verbal commands, but vibrational, intentional commands, and holding visions and strong, clear intentions. Life will respond to that and present all kinds of synchronicities and resources that weren't there before to miraculously transform your reality. And the wonderful thing about it these days is everything's happening so fast, isn't it, brother?
Absolutely. So you might just start with an idea, and then all of a sudden, there it is, you know, if you're tapped into the power. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, since then, you know, I was traveling around India a lot, and Nick and I got together, and just a whole bunch of other synchronicities happened. Then we decided to put together a training because people were asking for it and needed it. And then next thing led to the next. And we've set up all these other companies and done tons of cool stuff, helping thousands of people all over the world. And we've got tons and tons of testimonials and case studies and blessings. And it's been our joy to do that, because once we're living our perfect life and just so deeply blessed, then what comes in the heart is not, oh, let me just sit on the beach and drink martinis. It's like, no, let us help other people live their dreams. So that's been our mission for the last 5 or 6, 7 years, you know?
Yeah.
And that's why we're doing this audios. And we can tell you for a fact this stuff works, because we've got the proof in our own lives and in our students and what is happening with them. So miracles are very possible to happen these days, you know? The world is full of potential miracles, and it's just whether or not we're open to align with them. And so in order to really make that shift and turn things from a vision to a reality for you, you need to understand a few very powerful metaphysical principles that not many people talk about, and even if they do, they don't understand them very well and don't apply them. So we're going to be talking about some very deep things here, so make sure you pay attention, because this is the stuff that's going to change your life if you understand it.
Wonderful. And it actually says in A Course in Miracles that miracles are natural, except purification is necessary first. So what it's suggesting is that your life should be just a miraculous flow of events, basically. But in order to do that, some kind of purification needs to occur. So what is this purification? Where is this purification? Well, it's very much a purification of your mind, of your psyche, which is part of your soul. And this is the realm that we deal in with superhero training. We're soul technicians. We're into metaphysics. So we are tapping into resources within ourselves that are not governed and restricted and limited by the laws that govern this physical material world, this matrix. We see the matrix as an illusion. And of course, this has been echoed in all the great spiritual teachings and texts. Most of the books in the library at Alexandria that the Roman Catholic Church burned to the ground years and years and years ago contained all of the thousands and thousands and thousands of scrolls of this kind of information that validated this. All of the books that were kept out of the Bible validated all of this. All of the saints and martyrs and gurus and freedom fighters and what have you all echo a similar theme, that there is a transcendental power, call it what you will, and that if you're tapped into this power, you are master over the appearance of things. And of course, what we're seeing in the manifestations of the world right now is things are so shocking and terrifying to people that we're glued to it. Our attention is being placed on these things and away from this invisible resource within you, the very same invisible resource within you that will give you the power to be master of appearances.
That's right. There's something that you can't see, but you can feel. And, you know, basically we've been lied to. You know, the whole world is giving such huge amounts of attention and energy onto the form of things, the appearance of things, rather than the essence of things. Like, where does it all come from? Why do things happen the way they do? Why is the world the way it is? Why are some people highly successful and have everything they need and are always fine? And other people are always struggling, always struggling, always struggling. And even if they come out of it, they're always struggling again somehow, straight away or within a few months. What is really going on here? What is the nature of reality? What is going on? This has been something that's been fascinating Nick and myself, you know, ever since we were born, pretty much. We always have this fascination of what is reality, what is real. And so, of course, with that fascination comes some powerful and profound discoveries that aren't obvious and aren't talked about very much, because most people haven't got time to think about these things because they're too caught up in the appearance of things and the media and all the nonsense. So we've come to realize, and quantum science and the, you know, the sort of more alternative sciences echoed this, that we live in a holographic universe. And the consciousness that we are, the spiritual power that we are, is coming through what we call archetypes. And I'll let Nick talk about this in a moment. But there is a powerful energy that we are, which is non-physical and immortal. And I just want to tune into that for a moment. Just take a moment. How does it feel if we realize that you are immortal, that you can't die, you can't be killed, you can't end, there's no stopping you, there's no beginning, there's no end? This one thing is enough to completely alter your entire life if you understand it and experience it. And superhero training, we go deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper into these basic powerful things that are obvious on one level, but not many people, of course, tap into them or pay attention to it. So this isn't just, oh yeah, yeah, I heard about that. No, this is like the essence. This is the power. Once you understand that, you understand everything. If you really tap into the soul, the power, the consciousness, then you have everything right there. And we're going to help you do that through this training. And that powerful light that you are is going out through these energetic archetypes. And those archetypes are creating the world that we see around us. So the reason that you see a version of the world that is whatever it is, the reason your life is what it is now, and the reason someone else's life is the way it is for them right now, how come there's a difference? It's because the power of the soul is coming through a different energy. Isn't that right, Nick?
Yeah. Yeah, it's amazing, this wisdom that we're sharing here. And incidentally, when you look at the personal development industry and the foundation upon which 99% of all of the motivators, inspirational speakers, personal development, quote unquote, gurus are dealing with, they techniques, modalities, methodologies are all based on a different model. So we're in a different field altogether. And we like to go directly to the source and align ourselves with the greatest spiritual teachings in the history of humanity, from Jesus, including Jesus, Buddha, Lao Tzu, Bhagavad Gita, all of the great, great, great teachings say the same thing. And what they're basically saying is that there is a flow to life. And you are more of a current of energy than you are a human being. And the only reason the world appears to be the way the world appears to be around us is because there are distortions in that flow. There are blockages in that flow. And the good news is that there is a way of going within yourself and presenting yourself with a certain attitude and an orientation of your awareness, whereby you are able to experience the dissolution of those blockages and distortions within yourself. And the proof of that manifests in the transformation of your reality around you. It begins with feelings of peace and well-being and goodness within yourself, but it very quickly affects the reality around you. And this is a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful news for us all. And what Michael was talking about, archetypes there, this is a fascinating aspect of the whole scenario, is because this situation that we're in, here we are in the modern world in the 21st century, this thing's been going for a very long time, and really no one knows how long it's been going. And the more thoughts that are being transmitted by human beings, the more vibrations from emotions, from speaking words, from actions, all of these vibrations conglomerate together in an invisible realm, and they organize themselves according to their likeness. So negativity goes with negativity, positivity goes with positivity, and these things stack up over time, over millennia. Civilizations after civilizations have been contributing to an archetypal strata within our own psyches, and these archetypes now are like patterns through which this spiritual energy flows. And if these patterns are negatively oriented, then the currents of life are running through a negative pattern. And so what you get coming, manifesting in the world, is a negative scenario, a negative situation. If they're running through a positively oriented archetype, then what you get showing up in the material world, in the physical world, is a positive life situation. So we could get into this in great detail, and we do this in the training, of course, but that's just a very simple overview of the template, the metaphysical dynamics, the structure of the situation that we're in. Again, just to recap, very, very simply, here is the world. Your physical body is in the world. You are not that physical body. You're something else. As you retract your energies somewhat from the physical world and you shift your focus to this inner realm and you practice to develop sensitivity and you begin to modulate your awareness and your attitude in a very specific way, archetypal patterns, archetypal conditioning, deeply seated patterns in your psyche, in your unconscious and subconscious that you've inherited from generations gone by, dissolve absolutely, and suddenly new currents of pure life spirit, pure life force, pure life energy are flowing through you. And that equates to vitality, happiness, peace, more power in terms of your ability to manifest things through your spoken word, through your intention, and therefore your life transforming within and all around you.
That's right. It's really quite simple when you start getting into it. And the important thing to understand is that these archetypal patterns, these things, these negatively charged things that Nick's talking about that we have within us, that we're acting through, we picked them up unconsciously just by being in our modern world. You didn't like go and like consciously choose to become negative and have these things going on. You just were born. And then everyone you saw, you copied them. And then the media and the programming from the education and then more media and more peer pressure and all these things and over and over and over and over, going back through time. But just in this life alone, you can see how much of that's been banged into you again and again and again. Lethal injection of social opium, of the effect of the world. And so what we're doing in Superhero Training is helping you to detach yourself from these negative influences that are there. You know, they've already been stuck in you. It's not that you created them. They're there right now inside of you. We help you detach from that. And then as you do that, you can experience a heightened state where you're free of it And then you can allow that power to come through in a different way. And so below this audio on this page, we've got a bunch of powerful meditations specifically designed to help you to free yourself from this glue, from this sticky negative energy that you've picked up. And remember, it's not your fault. You're not to blame for this, but it's just happened to you. It's like if you've been wading through the mud, then you're going to get mud on you. It's not your fault. You can't avoid it. But now we're going to clean that all off and help you go beyond. Fantastic. So just to understand how this actually applies to you in your life and how you can take full advantage of it, I'm just going to give you a quick analogy that's going to help you understand the rest of this training. So you are naturally an inspired being. There is the potential for you to have all this power and this juice and this good vibes and this spiritual connection flowing through you. It's a natural thing, but it's been blocked, you know, and it's been stagnated and it's kind of got stuck somewhere along the lines, you know. So we're going to help you through the meditations to put your foot on the gas. So just imagine a car, like put your foot on the gas. You can actually move in your life, move forward and get that movement, get that energy, get that shift, and really feel the shift and the change and the positive movement in a positive direction. So that's what the meditations are for. And we've got a whole bunch of them ready for you underneath this thing. And then you've also got your foot on the gas, you know. So just imagine this. You've got one foot on the gas, the other foot on the brake, right? And the brake is the ego, the ego's positions, the whole part of us that doesn't want us to move forward, that's got vested interest in staying stuck, you know, the whole part of us that's worried about what people will think. There's so many things. And we're going to talk about that in the next audio. So this audio is just to give you a context and allow you to start putting your foot down and really getting some movement there. But the next audio, it's absolutely essential you listen to that, because even if you put your foot on the gas and you're revving up the car and it's got all this juice in it, if the foot's on the brake, you're still not going to get very far and you'll end up kind of feeling that frustration. So a lot of teachings, they only talk about one or they only talk about the other, so it doesn't really get anywhere. We're going to be talking about all of this and explaining to you how to get your vision, your plan, your action, make it happen, get all the help you need and the whole thing. So this is a very powerful, succinct and comprehensive training we're giving you. So what's going to happen, Nick, if someone actually listens to this meditation? If you listen to the meditations, you apply them, you start using them, just share a few things on what's going to happen and how they could best take advantage of those things, and maybe when to listen to the meditations and how to really get the gold from these things.
Well, first of all, you're going to start to experience yourself as who and how you actually are. Because this projection of ourselves in the world of form, this little physical two-legged thing running around, is not who we are. And how that little thing running around feels most of the time is not how we feel. So once you start doing these meditations, these powerful spiritual practices, you start to get a feeling and a sense of your true self, your true inner nature, which is absolutely wonderful. The peace that comes to you, you know, like when Mike says something like, you know, we're eternal, immortal beings. We were never born, we never die. Well, yeah, that sounds good, but how about experiencing it? How about that? That's what we're talking about here. So we're really into the experience of superhero training. We love Patabi Joyce, the great Ashtanga teacher's quote about life is 1% theory, 99% practice. We love that. And so we're really into the practice. So just being able to drop into who you are and actually remember and re-familiarize yourself with your own natural state of being is a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful thing in itself. It's also extremely empowering. And as your own personal power increases, your magnetism, your intentions, the magnetism of your intentions, how harmonious your intentions are with the spirit of life, things, people, places, resources, situations, circumstances just manifest so much faster. And so these things that you've been striving, struggling for a long time, if they're still in harmony, if they're still in accord, if they're still in tune with your inner nature, and you start thinking about these things or talking about these things, calling these things forth, well, they come knocking on your door very, very swiftly. And that is metaphorically and literally speaking as well. So that's another enormous benefit of doing this thing. And the other thing is you become a force for good in the world. Your selfishness, your own sort of ego-centered orientation, that kind of dissolves away and is replaced by something that's much more philanthropic, much more for others as opposed to oneself. And this is an incredible feeling when you just get sheer joy from genuinely wanting to help others and helping others and serving others in however, you know, great or small way that is. But the joy factor that comes from that is just amazing. And perhaps the greatest benefit of it is this, just this simple mastery and realization that the life, the world, the whole world is a complete illusion. And all of these quote-unquote impossible scenarios with the economics, with the environment, with the wars, with the political system, with this, with that, whatever it is, that just seem to be impossible, insurmountable problems to overcome. Well, once you start tapping into this and you start getting a real appreciation, a sense of how enormous this realm is within you, how enormously powerful it is, and how tiny and small this other thing is, this external thing that hitherto was dominating your mind, dominating your thoughts, dominating your where you focus your energy, dominating your time, and filling your life with its space. You just get a feeling of the difference, and that is incredible relief when the penny actually drops and it's like, oh my goodness, this is for real. This is actually real, really what life is actually all about. And it kind of just makes you giggle, doesn't it? It just allows you to look at the world through kind of a smiling face. And that's not to say that, you lose touch, empathetic resonance with the suffering that there is in the world, but it's just that it doesn't have the same power and hold on you.
That's right. And you'll feel it. I often find myself just, having that joy just bubbling up, and a lot of the time I wake up in the morning with love in my heart. Like I actually feel like a pulsing love feeling. And it's such a joy to wake up with love in your heart rather than waking up and feeling there's something wrong with your life and you've got to change it. And you feel that kind of dread. I think a lot of us have experienced that dread in the morning. Something's not quite right. But when you shift this and turn things around, you actually wake up feeling really inspired. And when you go to sleep at night, you feel that this has been the best day ever and you've really tuned in and you've really helped people and you just love it. You just love it and you want to keep doing that, and you have that energy and that joy and that appreciation of everything. So it's a complete shift, and it's basically what you are naturally would be like if it wasn't for all this social opium and all this brainwashing and all this other stuff that's affected you. That's what you'd be like anyway. So we're just returning back to what you're normally like, your true self. So make sure you stay tuned for the next session where we're going to tell you how you can get your foot off the brake so you can actually move forward. Download the meditations and really listen to them, enjoy them, listen to them in the morning, listen to them in the evening. The more you listen to them, the more powerful they are. And leave us a comment. What did you learn? What's going on for you? And we'll talk to you soon. Yay. Aloha.